Welcome to the Gripcast Gymnastics Unfiltered. I'm your host, Tamil Jones. This is our platform to where we discuss the ins and outs of everything gymnastics. I would like to thank our sponsor, Gymnast United Inc. and Pope Counseling Center for supporting this podcast. Today, we'll be talking about adult gymnastics. Gina Paulus is with us today, and she is the owner of adult-gymnastics.com, an adult gymnastics information site where you can find out competing for adult gymnastics meets, adult gymnastics camps, training tips for adults, and lots more. Gina Paulus is also the founder of first all-adult gymnastics camp that is held in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, which is done in the winter and summer months. She's the administrator of a popular adult gymnastics Facebook group, which is called Just Like Fine Wine Adult Gymnastics, which has over 3,000 members and counting. Welcome to our podcast, Gina. How are you today?
I'm doing great, and I'm doing even better because I'm so excited to share my love for adult gymnastics with all of your listeners.
Great. Well, I want you to share your personal experience within gymnastics with our audience first.
Absolutely. So I'm 39 years old, which means I started gymnastics in the late 80s, early 90s. I competed in the junior Olympic system up until high school. I wanted really badly to become a college gymnast, but unfortunately that didn't happen for me. And I had to quit the sport at that time. And I think that having to quit the sport before I was necessarily ready to do so just ignited a little bit of a fire under me that I wanted to see how far I maybe could go if I had a different circumstance, maybe if I had started a little bit younger, if I had a higher quality coaching situation. And I think that that's really what drove me to continue to pursue gymnastics as an adult once I got a little bit older and I had the ability to do so.
So what ignited you within your passion for adult gymnastics to keep going within your career on pursuing adult gymnastics even more after your career?
Good question. So I opened up my own personal training company while I was finishing up college. And although I love that and it is another passion of mine, it was kind of like I was missing that fun in my life or that hobby type thing that I think all of us really do enjoy when we have that. So I was in my backyard one day and I just felt like trying a couple handstands, a couple back walkovers to see if I could still do it. At that point, I think I was 24 years old, and my husband just, I also had just gotten married, which of course, you know, when you're dating and then getting married, there's a lot that you're doing for all of that. And then my business, it's just, there was a lot going on, but my husband saw just how much I loved just doing gymnastics just for the love of it. Mm-hmm. And I said to him, "Peace, what do you think about maybe me training again, even if it's just for fun, like an hour a week or something?" And he said, "Yeah, do it. Do whatever you can do. I mean, why not?" And he just, I think his encouragement just made me more confident in giving it a shot. And at that point, I reached back out to my high school coach, who I had visited here and there, but I obviously wasn't training anymore. And I told him I wanted to train and that I didn't want to consider competing again. And he told me, "Look, just come in and work out. You can come in any of the hours you want, that the team is here." And I told myself, "Oh, I'll just do maybe an hour or two." But then it turned into pretty much my old schedule that I had left off with in high school, just because I was having so much fun. So I think it was really just the right circumstances fell into place to give me the chance to try the sport once again.
Wow. Can you tell us about your companies and groups that you have developed for adult gymnastics?
Yes. So the adult gymnastics website, adult-gymnastics.com, that's just a resource for people to go to find all in one place, find information about competing, about finding a class, about training tips, conditioning at home. You know, especially during the pandemic, a lot of us are more limited to where we can go to work out. So information like that. I do have articles, inspirational articles and things. I keep the blog updated weekly. So there's a lot of resources there. One of the reasons that I wanted to do this is just because I remember feeling very alone because I was the only adult that worked out with my team.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand there's other adults in that situation where they might be the only adult in their area, and I just wanted a place where people could feel at home.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really how that, you know, manifested itself. And as far as the Facebook group, that started because I was competing in primarily the AAU divisions, and I would meet these amazing women at these events, and there's really not a lot of time to talk at a competition. You're focused on what you're doing, you know, you're hungry after the meet, you want to just go get food, like that kind of thing. So it just felt like I had so much in common with these people, but then I wasn't able to really connect with them. So I figured that what I actually started doing was I took the meet rosters and people that I had, you know, been friendly with in my rotation, chatted with, I would find them on Facebook and just message them and say, hey, I don't want to be, you know, too forward here or anything, but I want to see if you want to come into this Facebook group. And just, and they almost all just wanted to, of course. So it was really cool because I started gathering people up. And then once I had a base of people, their friends wanted to come, and then their friends, the friends, like it just kind of expanded from there. So it was a nice, you know, thing that started from really small back in 2014, and it's got over 3,000 members now. And
right.
That group is really, really amazing because adult gymnasts are helping each other and supporting each other. And it's really got a family feel and a team support type feel to it.
That is fantastic. You're doing an awesome job. I love adult gymnastics. I'm 41 years old, and when I had my gym, I was still doing gymnastics a little bit here and there. So I applaud you on the company that you have and the groups that you have too. How do you feel about Chelsea Mimmel coming back and trying to get on the national team and try to head towards the Olympics? What do you think about that?
Chelsea's comeback is literally the best thing, I think, about 2020. I know she started it a little bit before, but she's really ramping it up now. And I must say, Chelsea was my absolute favorite gymnast when she was an elite. I absolutely loved her. I loved that her coach, you know, her dad, Andy, it seemed to me like they had a really good relationship and a really healthy relationship. And I loved seeing that. And I just love that she was a little bit older than the others, especially, you know, later in her career. And that she, I just feel like her love of the sport exuded from her. And it was a really refreshing thing to watch. So when she's the one that really started rising up and doing her comeback and the adult gymnastics comeback, and especially after she's given birth, I think that just gives a lot of people inspiration that, you know, it doesn't matter what you've been through, how old you are, what your life is, you can, you know, generally find a way to make your passion happen if you want it bad enough. And I think that that's a really powerful message. So I am her number one fan. I love Chelsea.
I admire her too, because it seems like through her career, she had enormity of just being, you know, a young child and a young adult, you know, being able to experience different things within her life, where gymnastics, yes, was a priority, but you still had an opportunity to have those life experiences too, that a lot of gymnasts that are at that level don't. So I appreciate that about her. What is your opinion on how the direction of gymnastics is going at this moment?
Well, of course, between the Larry Nassar scandal and the Athlete A documentary, we've seen a lot of the dark side of gymnastics coming out. Mm-hmm. I find that the public is very aware of this. In the past, I would talk about gymnastics and people that weren't in the sport would say, oh, yeah, the Olympics and, you know, Caitlin O'Hasty's floor routine, like these kind of viral things that happen, which is great. But now I'm finding that they're wanting to talk about some of these darker sides, which is just showing that, you know, it's coming out, it's being exposed. Mm-hmm. And as much as I love gymnastics and I love incredible gymnastics, I never want an athlete to have suffered abuse to have that result. Mm-hmm. I don't think that is ever worth it. And I don't think any medal or any title is worth it. So I'm glad that that this material is coming out and we're seeing this. It's very sad, of course,
mm-hmm.
but we're also seeing with the Gymnast Alliance, gymnasts are feeling empowered and they're feeling supported. And even athletes who are vying for the next Olympics are putting themselves out there. And I think historically, when there was talk about some of the abuses or the difficult parts of gymnastics, it quite often came from those who are already out of the sport. Mm-hmm. And I do think it's even more powerful when we're getting this from athletes who are still in the sport. So, I mean, as tough as it is to hear and see, I think it's critical information and it's a really turning point in our sport that we can continue forward with a healthier environment.
Yes, I agree 100% with you. The courage that these survivors had to come out is just incredible. I think within the sport, it's so tradition to be so hush hush, and you know, coaches and different people in high positions just kind of use that dictatorship of, you know, pretty much do what I tell you and shut up. So for these athletes to come out and have the strength to express what has happened to them, it's just incredible. I think it shows a lot of courage, and it also lets people know these things happen and they still are happening, and we need to make sure we do something and have safety and policies and procedures. There's a lot of things that need to come to the forefront, and there's a lot of things that need to be done within this industry to make sure that our first priority is safety, period. Because we have our bodies the rest of our lives. So safety is number one, mentally, physically, emotionally. We need to be a stable individual, and to have these different things happen within this industry, you know, it's sad. And I hope that with the exposure of everything that's going on, more people are aware and want to make a positive impact within the sport, to be different, to make sure that kids, I mean, even with my gym, we start at 2 years old. So even young kids at a young age are getting that positive self-esteem and making sure they're healthy and taking care of their bodies. That should be the priority, not medals, not status. And I hope that gymnastics kind of grows that way. With everything going on right now with COVID, how was your adult gymnastics organizations and groups been affected by it?
Yeah, so obviously since COVID, a lot of gyms have closed down. From my impression, the majority of them have opened back up again, although a lot of them have not opened up adult class. Mm-hmm. Whether that be, so first of all, I'm not a gym owner, so I don't have intimate experience of what that struggle is like as a gym owner. Mm-hmm. But just from the outside, what I'm gathering is that there's either an issue of we're trying to keep our numbers down so that we don't have too many people in the building at once, which of course is appropriate. We also have the issue that there's a belief or fact, you know, it's basically considered that adults are going to be more at risk, certainly of becoming extremely ill with COVID, but also contracting it. So that's, you know, another factor, whereas having maybe a class of elementary school age kids, that their risk shouldn't be as high as an adult might be. So that could be part of it too. Like they're thinking, all right, we don't want an adult class because what if one of the adults gets it and then the whole club has to shut down, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I also think that there's got to be a priority system for these gyms of what program is making us the most money. Mm-hmm. And if having a preschool class makes more money than having an adult class, then guess what? The adult class might not make the cut. So that's really unfortunate, but I do see it trickling back. I see, you know, within my group, this different athletes saying, oh, my class is open again. There's also some athletes that don't feel comfortable going to their class, and I totally get that too. Mm-hmm. Or they might have a high risk. They might have a loved one with a high risk. So, you know, it's coming from all sides. It's affecting the athletes, it's affecting the gym owners, and yeah, it's affecting things. And meets have been canceled for the foreseeable future. It appears that there might be some for early 2020, which is great. You know, we're all keeping our fingers crossed that is going to be something that can happen. But it's, as we all are, we're just living in this world of uncertainty and not being sure. So I think everybody's got to just look at the big picture. We've got to keep ourselves as fit as we can, as mentally and physically healthy as we can, and really just hope for the best and take the steps needed to get our country back on the track that it needs to be to get this virus more under control so that we can all go back to our favorite things in life.
Yes. Can you tell us the activities and programs and different services that you support within your adult gymnastics groups?
Yeah, so as far as support goes, I support any organization that's going to allow adults to compete. I've been a member of AAU for many, many years. I was an athlete member at a certain point in time for many years. I'm now a coach member. I've gone to the adult class at my club, and that's really the extent of my support. I would just say putting my finances towards being involved in these organizations. And even, you know, there's been times where I wasn't sure if I could compete one year because I was injured, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and get my AAU membership because I love them and I love what they're doing, and I want to put those funds toward that option, you know?
Mm-hmm. I applaud AAU for having those adult memberships and competitions because not many others do. I know Gymnasts United, we want to get started with that. We would love to support adult gymnastics. And I do hope that these listeners out there that are interested in adult gymnastics, you know, reaching out to you and your different groups or even gymnastics facilities, you know, making it a class or, you know, giving options for adults to be able to do gymnastics would be helpful to support adult gymnastics. So with that being said, what can our listeners do to support adult gymnastics?
To support adult gymnastics, I think the number one thing is to find an adult class anywhere remotely near you and go to it, even if it's a good distance drive, and even if it's only once a month,
mm-hmm.
and even if you don't feel like you're in shape enough to go, and even if you're a little bit embarrassed, try it. And the reason I say that is because there's been a lot of classes around my area. I'm talking, you know, half an hour's drive, that type of thing, and the club decided to offer the class, and guess what happened? Nobody showed up,
mm-hmm.
and then nobody showed up again. And I remember a point in time when I was pretty injured. I had an ankle problem from a surgery that never really healed very well. I had a sore wrist. My back was bothering me. I was not doing great, and I went to that class just because I wanted it to be there when I was healed.
Mm-hmm.
And I just found, like, I would talk to people and they would say, oh, I want to go, but, and listen, I get it. People, we have a full life where a lot of us are parents, mm-hmm. we have jobs. It's hard. It is hard. But you can't say that you want an adult class and not go to it and expect it to be there when you're finally ready, like 3 years later. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes. Consistency helps.
I just feel like, yeah, and even just gathering up friends. Like, I've brought so many friends to adult class, and a lot of them weren't gymnasts. A lot of them were just people that I worked out with my company, with my personal training. And I just brought them because as a gym owner or as an adult gymnastics instructor, you don't want to teach a class of one person, like, or two people. It's not going to work. So I just think we have to do that as best as we can to support it and to just show that we're invested in it. And that, to me, is really the big thing.
Yeah.
And other than that, just any opportunity to talk about it, you know, you can wear a t-shirt that shows adult gymnastics. I actually have some of those on my website, different designs. Something as simple as that can be really helpful because it's a conversation starter. I wear my t-shirt and people say, oh, what's that? And mm-hmm. I just think the awareness is the biggest problem that we have. So we've got to do everything we can to, you know, get that out there. One of my friends recently became, somebody took her onto the news in her area. She was so nervous, and I was so happy she did it. And I'm like, oh, you have to do it because it's got to get out there. So I think we have to realize that it's bigger than us and it's bigger than our egos. And I mean, if you were a level 10 gymnast and now you're a level 4, don't have fun. It's okay. Like, try not to compare yourself to your past gymnastics and just love it for what it is today.
Yes, I agree with you. Also, for these gym owners, if you are truly a gymnastics owner of a gym that absolutely is in love with gymnastics at heart and it's not a money thing to you, you should be offering a adult gymnastics class. I did when I had my gym open. You know, when I was located in Morrisville, my first location, we had a huge adult class. When I moved to Denver, North Carolina, you know, it decreased. But, you know, I had a few people, one or two here and there, and I still offered the class. It didn't matter to me the quantity of people that I had in that class. It was just giving those an opportunity to come in that enjoy gymnastics. And that's where, if you know if it's your passion to do something or if it's just a moneymaker, you know. So those gyms that truly, authentically love gymnastics, I challenge you to, if you don't have an adult class offered, I challenge you to do it. You know, but I have a passion for gymnastics, so this is what I do. Can you give specifics about your Facebook group on to like it and give more information again about your website?
Yeah, absolutely. So you just want to type into the search box on Facebook, Just Like Fine Wine Adult Gymnastics, and the group will pop right up. You can request to become a member there. Just answer the few simple questions that we'll ensure that you'll get accepted because it is a private group. And as far as simply go to adult-gymnastics.com and there'll be a navigation where you can select the area of the site that's most useful for you.
Well, thank you once again, Gina Paulus, for coming to our podcast and giving us a wealth of knowledge about your adult gymnastics programs and the groups that you have. We appreciate you coming on.
Absolutely. It was my pleasure.
Once again, we would like to thank our sponsors, Gymnast United, Inc. and Pope Counseling, for supporting this podcast. If you would like to send any donations to support this podcast, you can go to www.anchor.fm/Gymnast United, Inc. You may also go to www.thegripcast.com. On next Wednesday, which is October 21st, we will be talking to Carrie Aaron, who is the VP of the Pasta Group, and she will be discussing some great fundraising opportunities for gymnastics gyms. So tune in next Wednesday to find out about fundraising tips. And thank you for listening to the Gripcast Gymnastics Unfiltered. Thank you.